The opening of our parsha recounts the poignant and even tragic episode of Moshe's pleading and prayers with God, begging that he should be allowed to enter the land of Israel with the Jewish people. And in fact, Hashem giving Moshe for one last time the answer that he will in fact not be able to go into the land of Israel. He will stay on this side of the Yarden, where he will pass away shortly. And it is only Yehoshua, his student, who will lead the Jewish people over the Yarden into the land of Israel and into the next chapter of Jewish history. In addition to the personal, the human, and the emotional dimension of these psukim, many of our classical and even contemporary mefarshim glean from this section important lessons of philosophy, hashkafa, and of musar that we can take from these psukim, from this section, when it comes to the right attitude and posture we should have, when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to prayer. So, for starters, the Medrash tells us that the Eschanan el Hashem, Esahi Lemor, the opening of our parsha, that Moshe pleaded with Hashem at that moment to be able to enter the land of Israel. So the Medrash Agada says that the Eschanan is the numerical equivalent. It is the gematria of 515. Moshe davened 515 times to be able to be allowed to enter the land of Israel. There are many things that we can learn about tefillah, perhaps, and even about Moshe himself from this insight. But one particularly that I want to focus on, and that is specifically, he never gave up. He kept on davening because he believed in the power of tefillah. And we, like Moshe, need to believe in that power, in the possibility of tefillah. The Yalkut Shimoni here on our Parsha says, if Moshe believed in the power of tefillah and he never gave up, we need to learn the lesson from that as well. The Medrash in Devarim Rabbah, here on our Parsha, in Parsha Beis, similarly says, commenting on a pasuk in the next parak, in Parak Dalet, pasuk Zayin, "B'chol Kareinu Elav," Moshe describes Hashem that he can answer, and he'll answer tefillos, anyone who calls out to him, Kareinu in the plural. And the Medrash specifically says, the reason it's in the plural is because there isn't one model, but rather many different situations call for different types and different models and different amounts of tefillah. In the words of the Medrash, there may be tefillos that can be answered simultaneously in an instant, the moment they're offered. Other tefillos will be answered shortly after they're offered, but others may take days, weeks, even years, and even 100 years in the case of Avraham Avinu. And the lesson is that we can never lose faith in tefillah. Any tefillah could be answered, no tefillah goes unanswered, but some may just take more time than others. Getting back to the opening parak of our parsha, when Moshe is recounting this desperate attempt of his to be allowed to enter the land of Israel, he then tells the Jewish people, despite all of my attempts, Hashem got upset at me. He told me he wasn't going to allow me in because of sin, etc., and because of you. Rav lach al tosef, daber elai v'od b'dvar hazeh. Hashem told me to stop it. Don't add any more tefillos on this matter. And we learn from this, say the Midrashim, that had Moshe continued, who knows, he might have actually been given permission. But he never stopped, and we can never stop, despite how desperate the situation appears. And perhaps the most famous and important statement that Chazal make in this vein actually comes from the Gemara in Masechta Brachos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, describing Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who had already been told by a Navi, no less than a Navi, that he had no hope, no chance to merit Olam Haba. After he dies, he will suffer eternal damnation. He will not get the blessing of Olam Haba. And the Navi told him there's no chance to change that. And Chizkiyahu responds very strongly back to him that my tradition is, afilu cherev chad amunach al tzavarav, even if the sharpness of the sword, the sword of Damocles, as it were, is hanging right above your neck, you're about to get killed, you're about to die, al yimnu atzmacha min harachmim. Never stop davening, never give up hope. Hashem can always save you, even at the last moment. So this is all one large point, the first point we're making, which is the importance of believing in the power of tefillah. And the first dimension of that is, because we believe in the power of tefillah, therefore we never give up, even if we don't feel like we've been answered, or even if we feel, God forbid, we've gotten a negative answer, we still never give up davening, because it could always change, it could always be the positive answer we're looking for in an instant. The second dimension of this idea of the need to believe in tefillah comes out of a comment of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Paragimel here, right in the outset of our parsha. Why does it say, V'eschanan el Hashem be'esahi leimor? Why the need for the extra word leimor? I pleaded with Hashem saying, seems to be unnecessary. And the Or HaChaim explains that this alludes to the fact that Moshe was very specific in his request to go into the land of Israel. It wasn't a general or vague, please let me into the land of Israel. But rather, Moshe was mefaret. He was very specific in where he wanted to go, the specific places he wanted to be able to visit and see in the land of Israel. Why was that important? Why was it necessary? Is it important to be detail-oriented in our tefillos. So in the contemporary work of Drush and Musar, the Darash Mordechai, or Mordechai Druk, explains that precision and specificity in our tefillos is an indication of emunah, because it shows that we put our trust in Hashem and believe that He can and will intervene even for the smallest details. We don't just ask in general for parnassah, in general good health, in general for help with our marriage or our children, but rather, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, harhev piyu v'amaleyu, the more expansive, the more detailed, the more specific we are in our tefillos, v'amaleyu, the more likely is Hashem is to fulfill those requests. Because, as Rav Mordechai Druk explains, the fact that we're very specific in what we want shows our belief that not only can Hashem do something in general or in vague sense, but we believe that Hashem could get it exactly right. He could dot the I's, He could cross the T's exactly as we want it. And we so believe in that that we're even willing to be specific in our requests of Hashem. And therefore, that is a second dimension of this idea of believing in tefillah, not only as we previously saw to repeat our tefillahs when necessary, but to be as specific as possible. And finally, we learn something incredible from this episode in the fact that in Parsha Hazinu, actually, in Perek Lamed Beis, before telling Moshe to go up to Har Nevo, it says for his death, the pasuk says, "Vedaber Hashem Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh." Why does it say be'etzem hayom hazeh? So Yaakov Shimoni explains that even if the Jewish people will try to stop Hashem from killing Moshe, they won't be able to do anything. And Hashem says, "I'm going to lead Moshe to his death right in the middle of the day. I'm not going to do anything sneaky. You won't be able to stop me." What could they have possibly done? What would the Hava mean have been? What would the Jewish people have thought that they could stop Hashem from killing Moshe? How would they have stopped? So Chaim Shmulevitz explains, because if they would have davened, that could have stopped Moshe from dying. And Hashem is saying, doesn't matter, I'm going to kill him no matter what you do. What could have stopped it, theoretically, is their prayers. And lastly, in this point, very, very painfully, the Parsha, the Medrash there in Devarim Rabbim says that as Moshe is about to die, he's upset at the Jewish people. Why didn't you daven for him? It could have helped. After all the things I did for you, why didn't you daven for me? And there also Rav Mordechai Druk explains, because they lost their belief in tefillah. They didn't believe that their tefillahs could matter, and therefore they didn't daven.